Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. On this Tuesday night, can you believe it already, October the 3rd, 2023, time is winding up. We're grateful for each and every one of you guys can join us. We got some special guests here in studio with us, some good brothers. I'm looking for this gentleman out of California to hit us up in Illinois and right here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is your host, Brother Dockery. Hopefully our co-host, Pastor Wallace, will be able to join us tonight. Sometimes he's out on the field, in the field himself. But nonetheless, welcome, welcome, welcome to Talk Straight. The number to call is 563-999-3617. You may ask, why would I call that number? Because you're going to hear something tonight that may shake your mind, may stir your faith. Huh? And I want you to give me a call. You may agree with it, you may not agree with it. Either way, let's talk about it. 563-999-3617 is the number to call. Tonight we have a very special topic that we want to introduce to you, and I won't take too much time to bring that to you. In the game of chess, you ever played it? The goal is to corner your opponent and put them in a position that they are captured. And the rules say they can't move. Now, in effect, what has happened is they lose freedom and independence on this board that you're playing on. For far too many, particularly young brothers I engage, they feel captured by life in general. It's all over America, especially in urban America. All the moves they know are used to seem to have fallen short on gaining them victory on the board of life. The latter explains the contention, the friction, frustration that many have to this day with the, quote, system that is rigged against me, end quote. Now, therefore, they believe I'm justified in getting it the way I live, doing whatever I got to do to make it. Let's talk about it. Join me tonight. Again, that number to call is 563-999-3617. Let me get into this right quick so we can open the phone. I got these brothers here. They're parked right there in the studio, and I'm sure they probably really start going playing whack-a-mole right now. So, again, this is October the 3rd, 7 o'clock p.m. and we're talking from the topic, how to avoid checkmate, how to avoid checkmate in America. I want to give a very, very useful passage of scripture that is apropos to our discussion tonight in terms of strategy. Listen here. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, I'd like to draw your attention to it, and the 24th and the 25th verses. Here's what it says in the King James Version. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one? So run that ye may obtain. Verse 25 says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we do it to get an incorruptible crown. I want to back up just for a second. Every man that striveth and mastereth wins. Hopefully that means that you think about what you're doing. You're measured. You don't just jump off, shoot off at the fly. Think about it. And you ask yourself, what are the consequences of my actions, doing or not doing? You see? And this is the driving force. All right? That's our scripture text. Consider this. Last week in our discussion, we talked about some things, and it was related to this discussion tonight, particularly when it comes to being successful, right? And moreover, many people feel as though in this capitalist society called America, is rough, has unfairly checked them, right? Now, indeed, particularly young people must realize that there is a competition. Yep, no, the world don't owe you anything. You got to work for it. And that means you got to get out there like everybody else and make your way in America. Most importantly, how to play with a winning strategy and to be determined. Now, the concept of checkmate, it refers to the game of chess, as I said earlier. Historically speaking, chess dates back about 1,500 years, around 519 A.D. The game itself originated in northern India around the 6th century, and it spread itself to Persia. Now, when the Arabs conquered Persia, though, they took on some things with them. One of those things was this mind game, this strategy called chess, right? And later, the Muslim world took it on. Subsequently, through the group company called the Moors, or the Moorish conquest in Spain, when they conquered Spain around 711 AD, they spread it throughout southern Europe. This is how it got to America later on. Now, to play it, two people are sitting at the chessboard, right? One against the other, and each of them get so many pieces, all right? And they're all on these squares. They have alternating colors, usually black and white or brown and white or some variation, but the differentiation of the players is in the colors. Now, that really don't matter what color you are, huh? If you're at the table, come on now, it's about the strategy that you have. Let me get to it. Each player got 16 pieces that they get to play with. They get one king, they get one queen, two rooks, two bishops, two knights, and watch this, eight pawns. Now I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about these various pieces, because one of those they get on the board, I would argue, has the best chance, if you got the right strategy, of conquering your opponent. I don't care what circumstances. If you know the rules of the game and you play according to strategy and wit, you can win. Somebody say, I can win. Yeah. You can win. You can win. Watch this. When we say in the game, checkmate, what that means is putting the opponent king strongest, supposed to be the biggest, most important player in a position or in checkmate where you can claim victory. You won the game. King is in check if it is in this position that we just talked about by the opponent. And their pieces has the king in a position where they cannot go from left to right, back or forth, or nowhere else. In checkmate. Huh? Got them blocked. The king can't even move to a square that is not under attack. Got his hands up in surrender. Help us, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Basic strategy in chess is complex. To use your wit. Don't come easy. It ain't like checkers. Yeah, and some other little board games. You really got to use your wit. It's impossible for us tonight to really go into all the different types of strategy, but I just want to introduce you to the base concept of strategy. I want to talk about this pawn, though, because stronger, I would argue, than the rooks that you get, the knight you get, the bishop or the queen or the king. Ironically, the least important or the most expendable player has the ability to connect with his brothers on the board and become the most powerful player in the game. Actually, a pawn, if it plays cards right, can overtake a king. How do you do that, though? That's the question. We're going to talk about it tonight. Pawns can only move forward. Did you hear that? Forward. On the first move, can move one or two spaces. Right? Every subsequent move can only be one space, though. Can you see the setup? You got to think about, when I make my move, do I make it too soon? What I got to do to make sure my move is setting me up for the next and the right move, all right? Pawns move diagonally to take opponents. If the pawn reaches the opposite side of the board, oh, my God, they done made their way somewhere. Because now it is in a position to be promoted to a higher piece. Every other piece except the king. A little nobody, little pawn, chump, walk and stare king down in the face. There is no limit to how many of these eight pawns you get from the start of the game if you play your game right with the right strategy that can be promoted and stare down big man. Somebody say big man. Huh? Now, so what you saying, Doctor? I'm saying that in essence, and I'm about to go to the phone lines, king, it's queen, it's bishop, and it's rook, and everybody else that are said to be big, bad, and powerful can be overcome with the right strategy. If you in America, in an urban city, and you feel like things are rough on you, you don't know which way to go, that's okay. But I want you to know that the thing for you to do is to draw back and develop your strategy, no matter that thing. Don't lose your head. Be temperate. Don't lose your head. Use your head. That's what I'm saying to you today. And if you do, what you'll find is that things are not as hard as you think they are. Some people want to chuck you, and, you know, kind of like playing, Pastor Weller always used to talk about basketball. When you're playing, I know growing up, you know, in Chicago, when we play out there, you talk that game. That's the rattle. Take them out of their game. Take them off of their thought, right? Now, if you're good, just go and do your thing. All the talking ain't going to win it. Strategy is going to win it. I want to open up the conversation right quickly, if you don't mind, with this group out of New Orleans. They call themselves the Soul Rebels. And just for a few seconds, listen to what they talk about, letting your mind That's what we really talk about, brothers and sisters. Be free. Listen to them. It's 563-999-3617. Give us a call. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery. We got my main man, Pastor Wally, in with us now, and my brother out of Illinois. Give us a holler here. You be the next call. 563-999-3617.
So rebels in the place to be, yeah. Let the mind be free. Oh, that's right. Free your mind with agitation. Oh, yeah. Help to build a better nation. Stop stealing from recreation. Let the mind be free.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? These young brothers, what they're trying to say is, it's about how you use your mind and how you free your mind. And they said, pump that thing with education, with knowledge, information, and then you can win. Let me bring you in. Come, give us a call here, 563-999-3617. Pastor Walla and my brother Lewis. Brother Lou,
what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Give me a word I can use, man.
Let's live it. We got to live it, man, one day at a time. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Good. Is Pastor Wally?
All right, dude. All right, bro. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, just had to make sure we can all hear each other. But say it again, Unc. Would you say it one more time?
No. I was just introducing and bringing everybody into the conversation. So how to avoid checkmate?
How to avoid a checkmate.
Yeah, what's your thought on that? You heard our monologue. What do you think about that, brother? How do you stay out of jail? Stay out of the crack house. Stay out of the gutter. Being homeless. That's a checkmate. Even
you know
the
what?
Devil.
I'm glad. That is a great question, and I'm glad nobody ever asked me that question. And it's probably the easiest question I could ever answer. The thing about that is like those positions you put in, not positions you're born in, and it's hard to get out of those positions because you feel like you're trapped in them. You're not always trapped in them. You're just psychologically trapped in them. Those more situations people take you to, like the crack house, the guns, the you younger than you got access to resources. You can't go out and get yourself out of them situations. So that's something that somebody introduced you to. This is where we got to move to. We don't have no choice. Your daddy left me. This is something we got to go through. It's only for the moment. This is something that you got to survive because you have no other choice. That's not something that necessarily you put yourself in. So to get out of that is the same way that you got in it. Somebody put you in it. You have to remove yourself. Like psychological, whatever it is, when you're old enough, maybe you're 16 and you can get your own job and leave your environment. Maybe going to work and change your environment, changing your state of mind, believing that you, because at some point you got to find hope or you're hopeless. That is easy, because I was that kid that could have easily gave in to the fact that I had nothing. But right. that motivated me to come from out of them projects and out of these streets. And I'm a homeowner now. I'm not just an average guy. I'm somebody in where I'm from. As a young black man, I'm 38 years old, being a homeowner, owning my house outright, not waiting on a 30-year mortgage. May not be the best house, but it's my house. I'm a homeowner. I defeated, I beat the statistics because I came from the project. Owning my own home with no help.
Yeah, checkmate. You can call checkmate. You in there now, baby. Look, how you going to
play? I never played checkers.
Is that right?
I don't know how to play checkers.
All right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Well, let me bring Pastor Wall in. What do you think about that, brother? Let me think about it. I know every day you out here on the grand talking about this.
Well, it's admirable. I know that. It's very admirable, without a doubt. I admire that with an increase. You know, for a young brother to be able to say that, and he don't have to run, duck, dodge, and hide from the police as a result of it. And that's another thing, you know, that, you know, a lot of people purchasing things like that, it's qualified to get it, but getting it in a lane that's real fast, and before you know it, the identity is no longer like it once was as a kid growing up. Talking about the trap, is real. And, There's many that get caught in the trap, only a few escape. And what I'm hearing is that it can be done, you know, even for a young brother. You know, he's only the age of 38. I mean, that's a young brother. So if we had more like him, so his example is a great one for others to be able to know that there is hope.
How you brothers
doing? It's what I get out of that.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
One second, caller. I'm coming right to you, caller. Let me let him finish what he's saying. I'll come right to you. Go ahead, Pastor. Finish your thought there.
Yeah, in order to play the game, because there is a lot of games being played, and I noticed you was talking about playing chess, something like that, right? Playing chess and checkers and whatever else they play. You know, it's a lot of game that's going on. You know, playing cards, shooting dice, and this and that and the other. But I never played chess, and I heard people talk about chess and how it go and everything, but out in the real world, it ain't no chess to be played. It's the real world, you know, and that's just the way it is. They're not going to give you time trying to figure out which one.
You don't live or you die, man. You play the game, you play it. You live or you die by it. Because one thing that the streets don't do is forgive. They don't have no mercy for you. And the God you believe in, they don't necessarily believe. And you can pray as much as you want. But it's cold steel out here, man. It's a hard life. And the choices that you make lead you to that position where you're facing a barrel. And that's the hardest thing. Where you knew if I had better choices or better options, I could have been at home with my family had it been in play for me. But instead, I'm on the streets grunging, probably finna die for what I'm stealing.
Yeah.
Hold
one second, Lou. Got another caller in here. And
that's American Pie, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to run along, but that's the American dream. You got to steal your American dream.
No. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. I got this other brother that's joining us here.
No problem. No problem. I'm here.
That's okay. We referred to your last four digits of your phone number, 4005. Welcome. Talk straight. We're talking from the topic, how to avoid checkmate in America. Any questions or comments so far? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, y'all know I like listening to any debate or any action that means, like, you know, when it comes to progression and when it comes to advancement. So,
okay.
Good night to you guys, because this is at the night point. I've been working all day.
Right.
Okay.
I'm DeBaz, y'all. How y'all doing, y'all?
My name's Louis. Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you.
Hey, brother.
I'm out of Nashville.
Where you from?
Yeah, I'm out of Nashville right now. I'm not
from
Nashville.
Yes, sir, Nashville. Man, Big Ten. Hey, Tennessee standing up, though. I love y'all down there. Y'all great people.
Nah, but we in Nashville.
Everybody that I met from Tennessee has been great to me. Not to knock the dialect, but I got to say that. Y'all great people. I love things.
Nah, it's a good energy that's out here, you know what I'm saying, among certain.
Yeah, y'all got real hospitality, man. Real soulful people that really reach out. I mean, from white to black. I'm talking about the police murdered my brother. Rest in peace to my brother. Not to even be personal. But I had the officers, I broke down on the side of the road in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I want to give them guys they flowers because they was great. The police came to my aid, and they made sure I got to the nearest Walmart and got home safe. They treated me with the utmost respect and love. I went to the gas station. They had a full buffet of greens and cornbread and macaroni and cheese like a Sunday dinner at my grandma's house, and they showed me so much love, man. I mean, I'm talking about from the customers to the the gas station tenant. I love Tennessee. I'm sorry, I just love Tennessee. I would treat Tennessee like some of my guys from Phoenix. Some of these folks that's out here in Tennessee, they kind of got like this
old traditional Mexican paisa attitude. They was, their hospitality is high. It is. And so the respect out here goes far too, because, you know, I live in Phoenix. I live in Chicago. You know, I've been around a bunch of brothers. And as, like, I'm a project manager, right? And so I go around. I have to put guys to work. I have to see guys go to work. I have to see them do the job right myself. But, you know, the biggest point to that is me to work with them. Or me to work alongside them. So you find a lot of people who don't trust you because you won't work alongside the folks that you want to trust from. I force my trust. I force my work, too. So no man or nobody can't tell me to fix my car, for example, right?
I got to ask you this, though. I ain't trying to stall you or stop you from making your point, but I got to ask you this, though. If it's trust, why you force it? If you trust and believe in your process, you shouldn't have to force it.
Well, you got to understand pressure. Let me talk now. So to add pressure causes a diamond, brother. So for me, I see the level of pressure I want to add to him. It's like in our conversations, the man who want to be heard add pressure to be heard. So in reality, in work, in reality, back to dealing with brothers, in reality, to dealing with life, you have to put pressure on it if you want the result.
Right, to be heard sometimes requires pressure. You got to press a little harder.
You apply pressure for better nature. Because in the end, you know it's hard work, bro. Hard work shows better progression. But you got to press that seed into the ground for it to grow.
Look at the top of your body.
Look at the top of your body. Look at the structure of your chest. That thing needs pressure.
I hear you. It needs pressure. You got to push down on the plant for it to grow. You gotta put pressure on that soil for that seed to lock in. I hear where you're coming from. I'm just trying to understand. My first time talking to you, I know we playing chess too, right?
We playing chess around the country, right? So I seen the design. The design is deeper than saying allowing somebody to fool you. Remember, somebody trying to take your design look from you.
Who is the game designed for? Who are the players and who are the manipulators of the game? Who's betting on the game? Luke, we want to hear everything.
And then when he finishes, we'll turn the floor over to you, okay? Cole, if you have a question, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, it's good.
I like strong dialogue. And at the end of the day, I'm going to still speak. But let's go ahead.
All right.
So, look, you got this opportunity to be able to push. You got this opportunity to add pressure. So for me, I'm going to just use me for the example, because that's the only way you can really see results is somebody talk about exactly what happened to themselves. So, like, I did prison time. I did, you know what I'm saying, living in the street. I did being, you know, living broke. I did being, you know what I'm saying, not having nobody help me. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, my pastor took me in, made sure that I stayed out of the street in some cases. You know what I'm saying? But most of it was my case, because guess what? I'm going to smoke weed. I ain't smoking weed in the pastor home. Why? Because I got some respect. My mom used to beat me with a switch. You know, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know not to do certain things, period. You know what I mean? But to me, that was pressure. Now, we're going to go ahead and talk about that goddamn, you know what I'm saying, chess move that we know we need to be making. Because obviously I was a pawn growing up. I had became a knight, though. You know, as a knight, I've been jumping around this thing. You see what I'm saying? I ride it. Like, you ever see how many horses go in a damn Hellcat? I love 700 horses. I like pressure, brother. Listen, I'm still adding it, though. So when you look at what I've been going through, I was just on a drug move doing wrong. Going to Milwaukee, nigga. Phoenix to Milwaukee. Pay attention. Now, I can talk. You know why I can talk? Because I ain't doing it right now. You know why? Because I switched my world up. I switched the whole world up. God is good, though. Because I pray every day, too, right? And I meet everybody as needed. I allow skill set to jump in. I allow somebody who knows something to tell me something. So, for example, you know, I'm not good at tech work, but I have became great at tech work. So I had a young dude that was younger than me showing me how things go. Now, I'm 43 now. You see what I'm saying? I'm showing a bunch of young niggas how it go now. But at the time I was being showed by a younger dude who knew exactly. And he used to always tell me, like, bro, you dope. You can do this, 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 this. Okay, cool. So I started applying myself up a little young dude. He said, man, don't even go fill out no app. Go sign a contract. I started figuring out what contracts was. Them contracts became about, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, let me talk to the GCs. Let me talk to the actual people at the site. Because that's the people who want to hire and pay the actual money. You see what I'm saying? Versus me going into this place and filling out an app and this man telling me, hey, I'm not hiring today. So I'm going to force it. How I'm going to force it, I'm going to go work hard out here and make people see the work. I met a gentleman. That gentleman had a sister. She lived in a place where it had nothing to do with him, but guess what? He helping her. I decided to come through because that's my job. Now I got a contract with Best Buy as a lead, being able to hire guys across the, you know, situation in Nashville now. But at the same time, I work hard still. I go do this. I go hang a TV in this lady's house. And I meet a gentleman that's great right now, as we hear, to this day. So I still put pressure down no matter what, because guess what? Even though I was working with Best Buy, I put him on pause and told him I got another job to go do. I went for the whole summer. My mama died 2 years ago, right? Okay. I didn't stop working. Okay. I didn't quit. Mm. I didn't leave her for an excuse because I love her more than anything, right? But I also gave myself an ability to put pressure on people, bro. My testimony.
Okay. Let me jump in here for a second. Let me jump in. I like to, Pastor Wall, I like to give him an opportunity to jump in as well. He know he at home, but what I'm hearing, Pastor Wallace, is these two gentlemen are demonstrating how they were faced by a challenge on the proverbial, I'm not about to be a pawn to be knocked over and expended, but I'm going to elevate myself and promote myself to independence. I heard one brother say he's on his own, he's holding down his own place. And he got his own life and what have you, and he's in control. My brother said he got his own business. He's doing his thing. You understand what I'm saying? So, Pastor, now we know that there are a lot of cats out there, who nobody has ever spoke these words to them. They've never had a mentor. They've never had anyone to guide them and give them this thought and the information that these brothers have. Well, bring that in for me, Brother Pastor. And Lou, I'm coming right to you, okay? Bring that in for me,
No
Pastor.
Problem. I'm listening. I'm learning.
Yeah, I would say intelligence is relevant right about now. You know, we love to see young brothers like the two of them right now. You know, it's something that's needed. You know, they're stepping up and they're doing things. But when you was utilizing the chess game, And I didn't come from playing the chess game. I played the street game, and it was so much that I had to endure, and I had to be always on my game, and that was 24 hours a day. Even when I was asleep, I still was playing the game. And I'm saying that to say, when you're in it like that, you don't have time to play around with the boys. When people go to playing around with those boys, usually, most of them was locked up. That's how they learned how to play chess. And so I understand that. And then you have those that had never been locked up. A few have played it. And
that's right.
Pretty well at it. And that's the beautiful part about it.
Well,
but you just play the game.
I never knew how to play chess, but the game itself forces you to know how to protect the king. As the king of your own undoing, you have to learn how to protect your rooks, you know, your pawns, your queen, and everything that's surrounding the king. And to be the king in the game, you got to first put yourself first. And that's something that everybody learns. It's just an intuitive thing. Even though I never played the game of chess, I don't do much good with games because games distract me. I play street life, like, and that's the only way I know. And it sounds like a 70s song, but it's definitely that real. It reminds you of the songs that we listen to from back in the day, the old project sons. My life is the projects. Like, I felt so comfortable growing up in projects that I wish I could go back. And because it was a different level of security back then than it is now. You don't know who's who now and what's what now. Back then, you know where you stood, even in the impoverished ghetto, more than these pretty fake facades as houses that nobody could afford to live in. You knew where people stood in the projects. You knew that we was broke. We was all broke. Nobody felt better than nobody. Nobody ran for nobody. We all fought the same fight. Now, okay. You live in a house over here. I live over there. You better than me.
Nah, ain't nobody better than you, bro.
No, no, but
hey,
I just came out of
Syracuse, New York, right? And I'm over there, you know, on the west side, on the east side with them brothers, right? And I'm straight from out of Chicago, out of Phoenix, but I just witnessed another term that looked just like how Milwaukee, how Chicago projects look like.
Right. Same
so I'm
ghetto.
Over there, I'm a little comfortable.
It's the same ghetto, man. It's just
yeah,
that they what they do is try to tell you that they make more over here. The buildings are more shinier over here. They shinier, but you can't get them buildings. You go downtown, you can't afford to eat there. The same thing in every ghetto in America, man.
Hey,
Southside,
they are
everywhere. Nowhere.
Hey, gentlemen, when you hear me talk about urban America, that's what I'm talking about. The commonality of the struggle and experience in all these places. Why is
all
it
all over the United States in the world?
Why is it that way? Because someone has played or is playing a game. And the greatest secret to a lot of good people is that they don't realize a game is in place. See, we get distracted by playing baseball, football, soccer ball, and while we're doing it, somebody else is playing with. Oh, okay, let me hold on. Go ahead and finish that.
Because that's the truth.
We
at the end of the
game, game.
And
you
know for a fact somebody up here is stringing us, and we need
if
to know who's
the stringer. If somebody's playing a game on you, you're a component. If you're an opponent in any game, you got to have a strategy. If you got a strategy in any game, you got to execute your strategy to win. And if you execute your strategy to win, you're the winner.
Check this
so
out.
If you're the winner, you got to play the game, man. If you don't play
check
the game,
out,
you can never win.
What you're saying is right. But we have people who grow up in America to reach 18 years old, and the law says that you are of an age of consent. In other words, we can go and lock
you're
you up without any other. Listen to me.
Right, you're
we
a
can
man.
Lock...
Now we go to being accountable.
Listen for a second.
Right.
We can lock you up consideration of immaturity because the law says, whether you're ready or not.
Right.
And don't y'all know there's a lot of kids out there at 18.
Or mental health. They don't care if you're mentally incapable.
I'm listening.
We talk about the situation that exists. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
For the sake of the conversation, I'm going to step out.
Mental health for the sake of the conversation.
Hold on, brother. I like you, brother's dialogue, but I want to help for the sake of all of our listening audience. I want to make sure
everybody
listens.
I hear you. You got to represent them. Let's go. I'm with you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We're talking to one another, but we're not just talking to one another.
We're in design.
It's a lot of people. We're representing people. But no, right. I just wanted to say mental health is a big issue that needs to be addressed.
Hold on one second. Hey, before we lose the point.
I got
it. I promise you, I'm going to turn the floor back over to you. I promise you, okay? But bear with me.
Go ahead. I'm with you. I'm done. I ain't got nothing to say.
Let me get this point out. Because I want you and Brother DeVos to lay it to me straight. And Pastor, you know you're right there. Now,
you know, I'm about to creep up on you. I got something for you. Hold on.
Okay. I'm ready. I want to hear.
I got to get it all the way through.
I want to hear. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to step out, Pastor. I'm going to step back, let these brother ladies take the floor. Here's the thing. Unfortunately, in our socialization, Negro, Black, and Colored folks, we are taught to assume that when a boy reaches 18, he got it all together. And then he's thrust out there in society, and if he has not had the proper coaching and guidance and direction for purpose, he's lost. Even though you're chronologically 18, you're functioning like 10 or 11. And don't get to be 30 or 40. And one of the reasons they're so quick to grab a pistol and resolve their issues is because many of them never even learned how to simply box or go toe-to-toe or to use their mind in battle. So they have to go and find the quickest way to end the threat. That's with a drive-by, with a gun. All right. I'm going to shut up.
May I intervene real quick? May I intervene real quick?
Yeah, come on,
and
come
brother,
on, come
you
on,
can have it in a minute. Hey, so look. When you think about somebody playing against you, right, and you think about the system playing against you, I think our win is being able to play it right back. How do you play it right back? Work with a whole new system. Now, that new system is Intelling Brothers with real work. Intelling Brothers to go to work. Stop being lazy and giving excuse. I'm one of them niggas, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I want to see you put work out. Because you can go to my work, you can go to my pages and see the design. Because everything is coming to time. Ain't no way we're going to make some money and then can't count. Ain't no way we're going to be able to sit here and see a design of a building but don't know how to read the blueprint. Y'all going to have to get this right. If you want to move forward, you got to move forward towards learning something. And so I was a person who didn't go to school right away. I was a person who didn't listen right away. But I knew at the end of the day, you ain't turning 43 not paying attention. So guess what? You got to see who's going to pay the test move. Who playing the test move now? You can. These test moves, like all these games that they talk about, like when you play poker, when you play these numbers and the numerology and everything that goes, you have to read more because guess what? The actual information is analytical.
Okay.
Some people don't read, though. Matter of fact, some people don't know how to read. So because of that, the ones who do know how to read should be talking to the ones who don't. You want to see you? I want to see old guys go out to the goddamn basketball court and hold a whole congregation down. At the basketball court. Not at church, but at the basketball court. You want to see people, you can make people move. When I was in Valdosta, Georgia. Oh my God! You talking about some all beautiful black people? You talking about gritty down to the southern? I'm talking about trap all the way with guns all around you, but more peaceful than the niggas in Chicago.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Now, I can tell you that because guess what? I love seeing different cultures of different ethnics of black folks within black folks, not no other ethnic groups.
All right. Okay. Well, now you want to snowball it.
So plan a test move.
Okay. Plan a move.
What we
plan,
gonna plan
bust
a test move at?
All right. Let me throw it to Lewis. Lewis, you were trying to say something.
That point is lost. So let's go to the next topic. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I got you. And do something for me. It sounds like you're driving. We're getting feedback from the
outside.
Yeah,
I'm out in traffic, man. I got hold on. I could change that. Hold
up. Just roll your window.
I'm moving around. I'm not driving, but I'm walking around. But I could change it. Hold up. Give me a second.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I was just listening. So I was kind of lost
that,
in the conversation.
While you're doing that, we go to Pastor.
Hello. Is that better?
Okay, so,
yeah. Is that better?
You good. Lewis, all right. Lewis, hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold tight. So, but Pastor, let me. I know you've been observing, and I'm dying to hear what your thoughts are at this point in our discussion. Can you hear me, Pastor Wallace? Okay, he may have muted himself too. All right. Well,
no,
then,
I can.
But yeah, let's just get the subject, and I can go from
ahead,
there.
Go
I mean,
ahead,
I mean,
no,
I thought
Pastor
I thought
Wallace
it was all
floor.
About this. Okay,
just,
back
just,
on.
Hold on.
Okay,
cool. That's Wallace got the floor. Go ahead, bro. Pastor.
You know what I like to say is this: when you assemble together like what we're doing now, and to show how clever that the enemy moves, he know that you got righteousness that's online right now. And when righteousness begin to bring forth information, the enemy always trying to make his moves. That's why the Word of God says, and we have to keep that in mind, what the Word of God says, that where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing.
Right.
That's when he said he would be in the midst. So being that he in the midst, here come the enemy with his clever moves. Watch this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 26, said that we may come to our senses and escape the snare, the trap of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now, you're talking to a brother right now, or you're listening to a brother that used to do the devil's will. So I had no moves for him, and what I was going to share earlier, he didn't want y'all to hear it. But give me just a moment. I'm going to turn it back over to you. When I was playing the game in the streets and doing all the things I was doing, I was a great basketball player. So I had the ball in my hand as a little kid all the way up. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that I was losing the game. When I know how to play game, I know how to do things with that ball. And I discovered that I was losing, though. So the first half of my life, I was a loser. So here comes the second half. And I want to talk to you, brothers, about the second half. The second half of your life is that season for winning. And what we got to be good examples like you brothers are. So you all can take and be such great examples because we are destroying one another on a real thick level right about now, young. So you all can reach the young more quicker than I can, than Pastor Docker can because of your age. I would like to say you got something to offer. Keep doing what you're doing because somebody's watching you and they're listening to you. But if we all come together and start singing a song at one time, we won't be able to comprehend and receive that information like what you brothers got. So whenever you get ready to speak, take the flow and let the others be a listener because he said be quick to hear and slow to speak. So I'm listening. I'm loving what I'm hearing out of you brothers. So I had to step in and let the enemy know you ain't got nothing coming. We're going to utilize the rest of this time on here that we're going to listen to one another and chop it up like we're supposed to. And do it with some style. Right. So I appreciate you, brothers, man. So go ahead on, Pastor Docker, and get the brothers back in the swing one at a time.
Right, right, right. So, and the thing is that since slavery ended, by law, you can't force a man into servitude. In other words, check him and make him work for you no more and not control his own earnings and productivity. Except you get them in a position where you can say you committed a crime. And we're going to charge you, we're going to try you and convict you, and now you lose the right to freedom to play freely on this board. That's what you call an expendable pawn. And what happens is too many of us find ourselves in that position where we become easily expendable and anybody can lay anything on you, you ain't in control no more. Somebody got to tell you what to eat, what time to get up, what you going to wear, where you going to go, when you going, how long you divide to me like I'm 3 years old. How is it that if you find yourself on the ground, knocked down, how is it that you get up and maintain where you left off? Can you talk to me about that?
Well, if I was down on the ground and I had to maintain when I get up, I'm finna operate in confidence.
Okay. Wow. 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 Please, go into that a little bit more. Give me
some. All right. So,
you said you go. Okay.
So first, we know people want to put you down as soon as you get to that point where you have felt like somebody took something from you. Not only that, they took something from you, they made you feel like you had lost something. So in processing where you feeling like you lost something, you need to close your mind, pray to God real quick because God is good. We know this. Most of us is having trouble because we stopped talking to God, right? So guess what?
Wow.
Stop thinking what people thinking, and I get in my own state of mind, and I ask God to forgive some things that I have done, and I get confident. I'm not scared of what people think. I'm not scared of what I don't regret what I've done. I only want to change what I need. And guess what I need? I need some love. I need some, you know, respect. And I need some. I told you I want power, but I think power comes because I just want to help my peoples.
Mm. Okay.
I just feel like you have to be confident in things in order to see, like, a certain change. Like, when I got out of prison, I relied on God. I let my family from church make some decisions, and instead of me making some decisions, because I was too busy making decisions. And them decisions weren't right. They wasn't mature for me to be making.
Right.
I was supposed to stay in my pastor's house. I thought it was cool to leave because I was smoking weed. But I didn't want to be disrespectful. Not realizing my pastor really probably really accepted that just for my future. But teaching me a lesson with all the angers that needs. Because, you know, at the end of the day, some of us don't got fathers. I'm one of them. I never had a father, y'all. I learned how to become a man through y'all.
I hear you.
I'm not no gay dude. You can't push none of them agendas on me. And if you're gay, I apologize. I don't mean to offend you.
Guess what?
I follow an old tradition. And that's a structure off of plus and negatives. And negatives and plus. And everything that connects to the chain.
Okay. Speak on it.
That's good.
So what I hear
that's real.
This is what I'm hearing you say. I hear you speaking like the writer in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the sacred place of the Most High God. Abide under the Almighty. And that's what you're saying. That is powerful right there, Devon. When we realize can swing at the air, and you'll wear yourself out after a while. But there's a time where you have to go to the secret place, rejuvenate yourself, talk to the Almighty, and let him give you what you need.
Some of my best understandings or comforts came probably in a dark corner praying.
Wow. That'll preach right there, boy. I believe you're trying to preach on me now.
That's awesome.
No. So listen. I really don't hang in the Bible section like everyone do. But I'm gonna tell you this: I'm not a person who want to be deceivable. I don't like illusions. I hate lies and I hate opinions. So
wait a minute.
When you do talk with confidence. That means the truth.
So,
we can hear God. I mean, I can fall in love with what you said. I mean, that is what you could say to me, then also change me.
I see.
All that confusion of we shouldn't listen to each other. No, bro, listen to me, but I need to listen to you too. So when you do talk to me, please tell me something.
Okay, all right. I'm listening. So now,
when we're talking about state lines, right? We're talking about going state to state. We're talking about being able to be in city to city. We're talking about seeing a youth at the bottom come right back where they belong. Not at the top. Ain't no youth supposed to be at no top. You grown niggas need to get to work.
Drive a 2023 Escalade or Beamer. Right now, and they don't even know how to peep straight. You know what I mean? They think they ready already just because the world owed them some to have the best and the finest of life. They've never sacrificed. They've never
went through and... Can I say it?
Come on.
Chess move.
Come on.
I have to say it. I have to say it. I do. I really do. At 43 years old, I found out how advanced I had to be. To be in front of my daughter, too, that know how to move the mouse and click on it and find design. That means every day I walk up the staircase, there's three flights up. I got to be that much stronger to pick her up for her to be smarter than me. So guess what? No. Guess what? No. I'm 43 and I got to be smarter than her. You see what I'm saying? Now it occurs to me, somebody that's before me has to be smarter than me. So let's go ahead and talk about Abraham, man. Let's go talk about Moses on how old they was, but let's see how smart they was with also with
advancement.
Okay.
Who's spending what? Who's spending waters? What technology you know could do that? Hold on, brother. So what I mean is, you want design, right? Because we in this cycle, y'all, full of youth that's moving faster than fast. Somebody, if we can't slow them down, we gonna have to speed up to them.
Okay.
Well, hey, Pastor Doctor, he's saying something right there.
Yes, go ahead.
And the reason why I say he's saying something right there.
They ain't making Hellcats for nothing. They telling you get up in one and catch them.
Let him finish this out there.
Stop being scared of the fast pace, because God will pass you up and pass me up,
all right. All
because we all was late.
All right,
see, the purpose and the plan of what the scripture said when it said children obey your parents, that's the reason why they should never become smarter than you, because you are the parent. They should be able to always know the importance of what it's like to stay in a child's place.
Knowing the kids is supposed to be underneath the father already, right? So it's in design that the father's supposed to be that much faster and faster. So naturally, the man already is faster. Naturally, the man already came up with the plan. That's the reason why the kids know it.
Okay.
It's a bunch of guys who's not fast enough. Listen. It's a bunch of guys who's not fast enough to know it.
I get you.
So if you, and I'm going to say this from design of a man to the boy to the baby.
Okay.
The man from that boy, yes, that boy is going to be imaging things just like you imaging God, right? So in design, you already have the information to move. Some of you have got lazy. Some of you have been hurt. Some of you have been injured. Some of you, this is real shit. Excuse my language.
Okay.
Some of you have been injured. Some of you have been hurt. Your body is slowed down. We know this.
Right.
We know this. Elevation has not.
Okay. Hold on one second. There was a point that was being made, and I take your point. I hear what you're saying. I wanted to give Pastor Waller an opportunity to finish his thought, because we'll be kind of wrapping up our hour here in just a little bit. But I think you.
To be honest, to be fair, I absolutely got nothing. I had nothing to say, bro.
I appreciate y'all,
but that's not cool. But okay, I sat here literally for an hour and listened to y'all talk.
Let me give the floor to Pastor
Waller. I don't need any time. I'm cool.
And we'll come back around. All right, Pastor, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
There's a good note to leave an impression about how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Now, check the power out. When growing up, some kids don't have no father figure, and that's a lot of that going on. It was a lot going on in my community myself. So young brothers had to step up and do things. And it was the thing where one couldn't wait till they become 18 so they can say that they're grown or think they're grown. But my problem is that when I came up, I got caught in the trap real quick. And the game that I was playing was in a fast lane. And before I realized who I really was, I had already discovered that I lost the game for all them years. And that's why I was talking about the second half. And now I have to be a lot better in the second half than I was in the first half, because I still respect my mother, and she passed in 1996, and I still hear her voice, and I still respect her right now, and that's where the power is. So I'll always be a child to my mother, to my father, and the same way should always go down to my kids, and that's the way it's supposed to be. The children are not supposed to run their parents, and sometimes that's been going on here lately. A lot of that's been going on. So I yield back to you on that right there. We need our parents and our kids to be able to understand their slot.
Their place, We're at that point where we have to wrap the show up. Let me go and give everybody an opportunity to give a final thought here. Thank you all for joining us. You've been listening to Talk Straight. Our topic has been how to avoid checkmate in America. And these gentlemen have shared some great thoughts. You can always go back on Facebook. If you're following us on the live stream, you can look at the live stream
or you can go back to the Blog Talk Radio, BFC Institute, blogtalkradio.com/BFC Institute, and you can see the whole show in its entirety. But I like where we were. Let me yield and allow. Let's go with you, Lewis. Final thought there, and then we'll go to Brother DeVos and Pastor Wallach and wrap us up for the evening.
I mean, I don't know, man. This one was different, but I appreciate it for everything that was said. So, with my final thought would be that, just to back to the topic, I guess, would be to avoid checkmate, pay attention to the play, your opponent, because you never know, man. You never know what they're going to play, okay. And that might be what trapped your king or your queen. Watch your opponent. Pay attention to what life deal you. That'd be my best advice in this circumstance.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right, Brother DeVos.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? When you look at a chess move, it's just like when you hear a person's story. You get to see where the pawns at. You get to see where the knights is moving. And, yeah, the queen and the king sits on the chess all the time on that board. When on the board sits with them squares, you know where your score is. And it's important to take the move when you see it. So at the end of the day is to be strategic. I think at the end of the day is to hold good effort on any stage before you let somebody come try to kill you where you live. So,
All right.
We're gonna work this one out.
Yes, sir. We're working it out. Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. Pastor, come back and join us again there, brother. Pastor Waller, go ahead and put a fine tune on it for tonight as we get out of here. Look like
it's been a great thing, man. I always have remembered what the Word of God does say. You say, this is the day that the Lord has made. He tell us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And I'm just glad to be able to know brothers is on the line. And when you come down to it, you get some wisdom out of whatever it is that's been said and done. And trust that somebody can take something with them. As I say, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get understanding. So I got a lot of understanding out of what I've heard. So all I appreciate the brothers for tuning in. I yield back to you on that note.
And it looks like we have another caller just joining, but our time is about gone here. We'll see y'all next Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery, Pastor Wallach, co-host, and a good brother out of Nashville and Peoria, Illinois. And we miss you, St. Louis, but we'll catch us at 7 o'clock next Tuesday. All right.
Open our mind, world. Open our hearts for unity. Bless our mind. Whoa, whoa, whoa.